Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play music from Adele's new album, which is number one on Billboard's Top 200. And we answer a question from Thailand about former basketball star Michael Jordan. But first, a report on the state of women and girls in the United States. March is National Women's History Month in the United States. It is a time to recognize, honor, and celebrate the important part that women play in shaping America's history. It is also a time to call attention to the social, political, and economic problems facing women and girls. Faith Lapidus has our story.
Earlier this month, the White House Council on Women and Girls released a historic report on the condition of women in America. It is the first time since 1963 that the government has released such a detailed report on the subject. The report is called Women in America, Indicators of Social and Economic Well-Being. The report says women have made major progress in several important areas, but it says there is still much work to be done. Women today are more educated, have better jobs, and earn better pay than at any other time in history. There are also more women than men graduating from high school, enrolling in college, and attending graduate school. In fact, women are expected to represent nearly 60% of all college undergraduate enrollment by the year 2019. All of these advances represent major progress for women. However, the White House report also noted some serious problems. For example, female workers continue to be paid less than male workers. The report said that in 2009, women at all educational levels earned about 70% of what men earned. Women were also more likely than men to live in poverty. This was especially true for unmarried women with children. 28% of this group had income levels that were below the poverty line. President Obama noted such inequities in his presidential proclamation for Women's History Month. Mr. Obama said countries are more peaceful and successful when their female citizens enjoy equal rights, equal voices, and equal chances for success. He also said the United States must lead by example in protecting women's rights and supporting their empowerment. Women are 51% of the total population in America. National Women's History Month grew out of National Women's Day, which was first celebrated in the United States in 1909. The observance was celebrated worldwide as International Women's Day in 1911. Congress expanded it into a month-long celebration in the United States in 1987. This year's National Women's History Month celebration is called Our History is Our Strength. Programs and ceremonies are planned around the country to celebrate women's successes.
Our question this week comes from Thailand. Kittichai asks about the career of Michael Jordan, his favorite American basketball player. Michael Jordan is widely considered the greatest basketball player of all time. He is most famous for playing for the Chicago Bulls, but later in his career, he played briefly for the Washington Wizards. Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born in the Brooklyn area of New York City in 1963. He went to high school and college in North Carolina. He played basketball at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He was chosen to play for the Chicago Bulls in 1984. Michael Jordan played for the Bulls for 13 years. During this time, the team won 6 championships. Jordan became one of the highest scoring players in the National Basketball Association. He averaged 30 points a game during the regular season. He was recognized as the NBA's most valuable player 5 times during the regular season. Michael Jordan became famous for the way he jumped through the air to throw the ball into the net and score points. This skill earned him the nicknames Air Jordan and His Airness. Jordan also became known around the world for appearing in advertisements for companies including Nike, Gatorade, and Coca-Cola. Michael Jordan also won gold medals in 1984 and 1992, representing the United States basketball team during the Summer Olympic Games. Jordan retired from the Chicago Bulls in 1994 to play minor league baseball for 1 season. He retired from the team permanently in 1999. He played briefly for the Washington Wizards, starting in 2001. In 2006, Michael Jordan bought a minority ownership in the Charlotte Bobcats professional basketball team. In 2010, his company, MJ Holdings, reached an agreement to buy the team from the Bobcats majority owner. Last March, Michael Jordan became the first former National Basketball Association player to be majority owner of an NBA team. British singer Adele's new album has taken first position on Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums chart in its first week. Her recording, 21, now is headed into its second week at number one. The smoky-voiced 22-year-old sings about heartbreak on her new album. Bob Doty plays some of the new songs.
Adele recently told a reporter that she has not healed from the end of the relationship she sings about in 21. She laughed and said she would not recover until she fell in love again. Here she is with the fiery Rolling in the Deep.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever.
However, Adele can feel very secure about her career. Her first album, 19, was released 2 years ago. It charted in the top 10 of Billboard's top 200 albums. It sold more than 1 million copies around the world. And Adele won Best New Artist at that year's Grammy Awards. Here, Adele slows down the beat with Take It All.
Didn't I give it up? Tried my best. Gave you everything I had. Everything and no less. Didn't I do it right? To let you down. Maybe you got too used to having me around. Still, how can you walk away from all my tears? It's gonna be an empty road without me right here. But go on and take it, take it all with you. Don't look back at this crumbling fool. Just take it all with my love. Take it all with my love.
Adele is beginning a concert series in the United States in May. Current plans have her first appearing in Washington, D.C., May 12th. Her last show is expected to be June 20th, in the home of country music, Nashville, Tennessee. We leave you with Adele performing I'll Be Waiting from her album 21.
Hold me closer. One more time. Say that you love me in your last goodbye. Please forgive me for my
Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. If you have a question about American life, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We might answer your question on this show, so please include your name and country. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
But we had time against us and miles between us. The heavens cried. I know I left you speechless, but now the sky.